It is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. And joining us this week, Pastor John Gensler, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. Well, we're glad to have you with us, and we know we could always feast on the Word. That's always there for us in abundance. So we're going to do that right now and turn things over to you.
The Word is abundant. The Word is a well-balanced diet.
That is.
Yes, indeed. And this week we're talking about food anyway, in preparation for Thanksgiving, just how God provides. And we've been looking at the feeding of the 5,000, and as that is reported for us, recorded for us in all four Gospels, we started out the week recognizing that through the feeding of the 5,000, we see that God provides, yes, abundantly, but why? Why does he provide for you and for me? He provides because he loves you, not because you deserve it, not because I deserve it, but because he loves you. And in his love, he provides in ways that we understand and we can see, in other ways that are just so far beyond our understanding. And yesterday, we read feeding the 5,000 from John chapter 6. Today, we're going to continue the story a bit. Now, John chapter 6 has 71 verses, so we're not going to read all of them. I'm just going to sum up a little bit here for you, that Jesus feeds the crowd in the beginning of John chapter 6. And then after the feeding of the 5,000, after everybody's eaten, the crowd tries to force Jesus to be king. They want him to be king. And Jesus, knowing this, actually leaves. He and disciples go across the lake to Capernaum, but the crowd follows them. So we'll start in verse 25. It says, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. And then they go on, there's this kind of longer conversation about manna and the manna in the wilderness. And Jesus says to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. And he talks about being the bread of life a bit. We're going to skip down to verse 47, where Jesus says, I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. Talked about how God provides through ways that we don't understand, and God certainly still does this today. So you kind of wonder, what were these people thinking? Or actually, the Bible tells us, you know, they kind of said, well, what's going on? How can this man give us his flesh? How does this work? Now, here's the bottom line for them, for you, for me. God provides. Yes, God provides for our everyday needs, but that's not all. God provides so much more. So during Thanksgiving time, we talk about being thankful, and we recognize that you and I, we may be decent people, but we're not perfect. We need a Savior. I know earlier, Jeff and Tommy were talking about quitting smoking and praying for those. And Jeff, you made the comment that when you see somebody, a Christian who's smoking, don't condemn them right away. Pray for them. Because here's the reality. We all have our sin of choice. We're all dealing with that. We need a Savior. And God has provided a Savior for you, for me. Yes, God provides for the needs of the body, but so much more. He provides for the needs of the soul. God gives great gifts for you today. and the greatest gift of eternal life in Jesus, the Savior who lived, died, and rose again for your salvation. So today we thank God and we receive that living bread of heaven, Jesus. Let's share that great gift with one another. If you're gathered with a church family and you're planning on doing that this weekend and maybe through the holidays, well, thank God. If you have a church family, gather there. Be thankful to the Lord for that family. If you don't have a church family, I encourage you, get connected. The Lord God gives you His gifts through His family. What a great gift He has. The living bread, the Savior, given to you and to me. Get connected. Get sharing. Sharing the love of God with others. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the gifts that you shower on us each day, the ways that you provide for our bodies through earning and through gifts of friends and family. We thank you for the ways that you give us to share with others what you have given to us. And we thank you especially today that you give us a Savior for today and for eternal life, our Savior Jesus. Thank you, O Lord, for this living bread. Help us to share this living bread with one another in word and deed. Help us to share the hope that you have given to us in our Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler joining us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. And tell us about Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, we're a congregation, a family-friendly congregation of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church. It means we take the Bible seriously. Everything we do is based on the Word of God. And yeah, we do love families. We do love kids. Yeah, so lots of great stuff going on there at Prince of Peace. We are located one block south of Pearson Park over in Oregon. It's the corner of Pickle and Lollendorf. I encourage you to take a look at our Facebook page, Prince of Peace Oregon, and you can always check out our website, princeofpeaceoregon.com. You're also welcome anytime to email me, Pastor John, at princeofpeaceoregon.com.
Thank you. John, thanks so much. We appreciate the word.
Great to be with you and always good to be in the word.